I haven't seen the TV series, but I have to recommend a book called Orange is the New Black. I've heard a lot about the series, but haven't seen a minute of it, but the book is absolutely excellent. It is about a woman, just an upper middle class woman who ends up in prison, and there's a place late in the book where she talks about a lot of people find Jesus in prison, and basically they do it because they're bored and it gets them able to participate in some things and so on. So she's a little cynical about it. But then she says this: "In prison, for the first time, I understood that faith could help people see beyond themselves, not into the abyss, but into the street, into the mix, to offer what was best about themselves to others." Offering what is best about ourselves to others might be equated, if we are reading today's gospel, with filling our lamps with oil. Many will read this story as a dire warning to straighten up or be damned, a biblical version of Santa Claus is coming to town. We'd better do right or we will see ourselves closed out of the party. It is instead a story about seizing opportunities to be with God and to take part in the eternal. In this story, the only difference between the foolish and the wise bridesmaids is that the wise are prepared for the wait and therefore bring extra oil. Foolish bridesmaids are searching for oil, scrambling around when they could be taking part in the festivities. One of the sources I read said, "Here it is midnight and they're out and looking for a 24-hour convenience store that stocks oil." I love that. I think in this story we're being told not to waste time, God's greatest gift to us in our earthly lives. I don't mean to be more productive in terms of workload, but to savor the time we have to encounter God, to show God to others, and to be with God through others. When we are present with one another, caring for one another, we offer the best of ourselves. We no longer have to look into the abyss. Instead, we fill our lamps and we see immediately the coming of Christ. Our instinct, when we're fearful of wasting time, is to multitask, to do more, to accomplish more. Our instinct is to make everything faster, to make our schedules fuller so that we don't waste time. And yet the greatest gift we have is time spent, truly and deeply spent, with God and with one another. So making ourselves busier actually devalues the time given to us by God. It devalues the people given to us by God. It depletes the oil in our lamps, and it prevents our looking beyond ourselves into eternity. In our society, we pretty much continually push for faster communications, faster travel, faster food, faster answers to prayer, faster money, faster weight loss, faster advancement. We want everything to be on an accelerated timetable. In the meantime, we fail to be with one another, to simply be, rather than doing something in every moment. We presume that we will always have time to be with one another, to repair relationships, to learn, to take care of one another, to say, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you. And yet life shows us we will not always have that time. And so we deplete our supply of oil, our connection with eternity, thinking we will have plenty of time later to love each other. In my estimation, failing to have oil in our lamps isn't unforgivable so much as it is irrevocable. If you don't take an opportunity in a particular moment to heal, to forgive, to love, to nurture, you cannot rewind and play that moment over. While you're out looking for oil, you're missing chances to participate in the eternal. This passage especially hits home with me because yesterday I had to speak of a friend in his memorial service, as one of those we love but see no longer. Don't we always have very heavy, very profound emotions in those moments, thinking we wish we could see that person one more time? At such times, don't we all have just very weighty questions and regrets? I wonder if he knew how he was loved. I wish I had said something before it was too late. I never had the chance to thank her. We miss our chances to fill our lamps, to be with Jesus right now. We get busy doing other things, thinking we'll be able to rush out at the last minute and get some more oil to fill our lamps. The woman writing about prison reminds us that faith allows us to fill our lamps when we see beyond ourselves, into the street, into the mix, when we offer the best of ourselves to God and to God's world. What is represented by these lamps that have no oil? Perhaps it is time spent accomplishing instead of being present with people we love. Perhaps it is busyness over presence, focusing on to-do lists so much that we don't see the gifts of God in the moment, the gifts of eternity right before us. Perhaps the oilless lamp is our attempt to substitute technology for presence. I hope that we can stop trying to see this story as a threat, that we will be closed out of heaven when we die. I hope that we can start seeing it as a reminder that we close ourselves out of heaven right now when we don't take time to be present and to be loving human beings. Jesus isn't Santa Claus. Jesus isn't coming to town later to punish those who are naughty and to reward those who are nice. Jesus is here now in every interaction we have with other human beings. Jesus is here, and the only question we get to decide is whether we acknowledge that presence, whether we choose to be part of the eternal now and in the hereafter. Love is eternal. Wisdom is eternal. Compassion is eternal. The people in our lives are gifts from God. The loving relationships are our chances to enjoy eternity right now. We have to be vigilant to take advantage of these opportunities so that we don't find ourselves so busy with unimportant junk that we forget to be with one another, that we forget to love one another, that we forget to say important words to one another. Because when we get too busy, we neglect to look beyond ourselves into the mix, into the street, in a way that safeguards us against the terror of the abyss. We will have chances today to fill our lamps by actively loving the people God has given us. How can we look beyond ourselves and fill our lamps with oil right now? Today, I can call someone I've neglected. I can apologize if I have injured. I can swallow my pride and ask for help. I can say thank you to someone who means a great deal to me. Now, I don't want to waste this day, a day I could have been with God, and wasted spending it out looking for oil. I want to look beyond myself and fill up my lamp, not because Jesus Christ is coming to town, but because Jesus Christ is here today, and I want to be here with him. Amen.